Well, last night was maybe a landmark in American politics. We'll take it up again today. But first, fires are burning in California, in Napa and Sonoma County. The Glass Fire continues its rampage through wine country. In Shasta County, the state is calling for backup for the Zog Fire. Alice Wolfley has been reporting for KQED. And Alice, we know the Zog and Glass Fires are just two of nearly 30 that are burning. Start with the Zog. What's the latest?
Well, in the far northern part of the state, the Zog Fire has burned more than 50,000 acres, and steep, rugged terrain up there is making containment difficult. Firefighters are continuing to focus on saving homes and other buildings. And then the Glass Fire, it's just 2% contained, and it's burned more than 48,000 acres. Firefighters will be putting their energy towards securing that fire line. There is some good news in the Glass Fire that in Santa Rosa, the city of Santa Rosa, some evacuations were downgraded. And one other thing that's been happening during these fires up here is there's more information available in Spanish than there has been in past years. I spoke to a CAL FIRE spokesperson who was able to give interviews in both English and Spanish. And there are Spanish speakers at the evacuation centers and also answering the public information phone lines. And this is incredibly important for the large Spanish-speaking community here.
Yeah, and much of them work in places like Harry and David's, people who enjoy that product. You know, many of its workers are being hit hard by these fires. Thousands of people have had to flee, some for the second or third time. What are you hearing from them? Is there a sense some might not go back?
The evacuees I spoke with in Napa County said they had already been evacuated at least once this summer. They'd all been evacuated before previous times. I spoke with one man who said evacuation has become a ritual for his family. He said he'd been evacuated 4 times this year. He said he loves where he lives, but he's thinking seriously about moving his family somewhere else. And I have heard the same thing from many other evacuees.
And what about the weather? We mentioned high temperatures, wind advisories. How does the weather factor into this?
Well, there's a fire weather watch in effect beginning tomorrow through Friday, and that may be upgraded to a fire warning, what we call red flag alerts, which means extreme fire danger. High temperatures and low humidity continue. They're expected through the end of the week, and there's no rain in the forecast for the near future.
And so when they say firefighters are asking for help, from where?
Well, we have firefighters coming in from all over the country and all over the state. I saw firefighters, local firefighters, coming in from surrounding small volunteer departments and departments in large cities. So it's the mutual aid agreements are very strong and continue to persist all over California. There's more than 18,000 people fighting fires in California right now.
Well, we remember some California firefighters went to Australia, so it's global as well. Alice, just briefly, we know you've lived there most of your life, just bought a home. Do you ever consider, you know, whether you can build a future there?
You know, I love California. It's my home. And I didn't think there was anything that could get me to leave the state. But in recent years, with what's been going on with the fires, it's gotten so much worse. And we just lived through more than 4 weeks of smoke here in the Bay Area. And I don't want to leave, but my commitment to staying in the state might not be as strong as it was a few years ago.
Alice Wolfley, reporter for KQED in San Francisco. Alice, thanks as always.
Thank you.
And you're listening to Here and Now.